Let's just live in the moment. My name is Werner Puchert and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. So today we went to an area outside Warsaw. We refer to it as the man-made lake, or we are going for fish. So usually when I hear that, it means that we're going to a hotel or a restaurant that is located around this artificial lake just outside Warsaw. And it's actually quite popular. I always equate it to massive amounts of traffic because everybody is going out there to spend some time around this body of water. I don't know, I find it quite strange, and maybe it's something I haven't really gotten used to or have observed in my fellow South Africans, is that Polish people like to be next to water. Or perhaps it's just my family. But so unfortunately our fish expedition didn't pan out because it was super popular and we had to go for another alternative hotel, which wasn't a very exciting option to be honest, but it was an outing nonetheless. However, I will add this, Daddy fell asleep in the hotel foyer. So for a moment, just after we had our meal, the in-laws left and we were alone in this hotel. And Francie went off to go play in the kids' area. And I joined him there and he had a whale of a time. And for a moment, we wanted to whisk him away to somewhere else. And I just decided kind of, why do we have to drag him out again? Just as he gets used to something, we are going to take him somewhere else. And I thought, just leave him. And we sat outside waiting for him to play his heart out. And it was actually in this moment that he started connecting with other kids and really having fun. But then also, I was sitting outside and for the first time in a long time, just with my own thoughts, I just nodded off. I was falling asleep and it was just really a bit of a relaxing moment. Just him having fun and we were sitting outside. I actually ended up going to fetch myself a beer and just sip away on the beer, just not worrying about anything. And I think I took that from him today because I look at my son and I appreciate the fact that he really loves being in the moment. The only detrimental thing of being in that moment is that you don't want to let go. He never wants to let go. He doesn't want to go home. He wants to squeeze the maximum out of that moment that he's living, because I think in some way, deep down, he thinks that he'll never have a moment like this again. And who am I to say that's not true? Because I think sometimes when we are, not sometimes, I think when we're getting older, we think that moments will come, and it's until we start struggling with our health or we get a health scare or a close call that we go, man, I should be taking more care of myself, or I should be living in the moment. So who am I to take away Francie's moments? But there is an alternative element to this, or a flip side rather, I think is the correct term, because when you live in the moment, you don't necessarily want to work on something. You just want to grab what's in front of you and hang on to it. The biggest challenges and the biggest rewards, or the biggest rewards come from the biggest challenges. So, you know, that little bit of elbow grease, that effort, that sweat, that toil, that working really hard and potentially sometimes not seeing the end of the road, and then just as you go, as you pass that corner, you see the finish line and that reward waiting for you, and how sweet that reward is. And you only appreciate that reward once you've really, really worked hard for it. So I appreciate you, Francie. I appreciate you living in the moment. But I think at this stage of my life, as I'm standing now, I appreciate the moments, but I feel like I have to put in a bit more work. I have to put in more elbow grease. I have to work harder to achieve what I dream to achieve. So maybe we can meet each other in the middle. And I wonder, what are you doing? Are you struggling to appreciate the moment? Maybe you're taking the hard work you're doing for granted. Don't do that. You're working for something. Hang in there. You'll get there. Keep on going. Thanks for listening.